Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to bad harvest honey.
Time now for the American Family Farmer. Last week of March, first week of April, lots of things are happening. The blooms are on the, well, maybe not on the roses, but the flowers are growing. Ground is getting warmer. We can start planting, lots of activity, depending on where you are in the country. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you up to date on what's going on around the country in the American Family Farmer, in cooperation with the website foodfarmandfamily.com. We have these programs there as well as the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And we also have lots of food news, informational news that we use on the Good Day program during the week. So help yourself to as much of it as you would like. The first news story this week is a focus on farm family living expenses. Not that we are going to find anything surprising here. This was a study done by the Kansas Farm Management Association, and it shows that farm family living expenses up 14% this past year. It's $82,000 is the average of farm families' expenses, higher than the previous high of $74,000, which was just a couple of years ago. Agricultural Economic Insights focusing on the tight farm margins. I think we were talking about this last week on the program as to who ought to be a part of the farm bill and how short and tight farm market margins are. Say that fast 100 times. The farmers have been tightening their belts for the past 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Producers have had a decent year this past year because the economy was good, low inflation rates, that kind of stuff. But costs, starting with the pandemic, and then inflation is in general because we spent more money than we had, causes this 14% increase in living. So what are we doing about it? Well, I don't know, frankly. I don't think can we reform some of the markets so people that are on the farm are taking away more money, because that's really the problem. And the bottom line is that we don't have enough money in the system. The farmer's getting what? Seven, depending on the product, it's between 7 and 17 cents a dollar for everything that is produced and sold at retail. So anyway, this is something that it's just, I don't know. I find it obnoxious, probably is the best way of putting it. And then there's this. There's a big plant in Lordstown, an automotive plant, Lordstown, Ohio. General Motors used to make 300,000 Chevrolets there a year. Now it's going to be the manufacturing home of a new fully electric tractor. The co-founder and president of Monarch, Mark Schwager, has a partner, Case New Holland, not Case New Holland, Case IH, has a minority stake apparently in this plant. This is where they're manufacturing the MKV tractor. This guy Schwager says the company hopes to expand market by market, with the hopes of going nationwide by the end of next year. This tractor is powered by a 100-kilowatt battery that provides 40 horsepower, and it can run for up to 3 hours a day. It can peak up to 70 horsepower, which I think, and that's horsepower at the PTO shaft. And it's equipped with the latest robotics and that kind of stuff, so you don't have to even be on it to drive it. I'm sick of these, frankly. I really am. This is the antithesis. People say this is the way everything is going. Artificial intelligence, electric cars, electric trucks, electric tractors. To what end? At this point, the people that run your power are not using anything other than coal and gas and oil, for the most part, to provide the electricity that makes these tractors and the trucks and the cars run. So who's kidding who? What is there about this? What do you feel, frankly? You know, you could leave me. I have a farm line that's available and open. And if you have a comment about this sort of thing, you're welcome to use the phone line, 855-999-DUG, 855-999-3684. If you have the same thoughts, or even if they're different than mine, the growing electric presence here, there's another company, let's see, out in California, that was at the New York Farm Show, and they put a ride and drive there so that they took enough space so that they could show off their own, their new electric tractors. They've been building them for 18 months. They've sold 1,000 of them. So who among you has bought an electric tractor? I this was a big splash at the farm show. They are not making big tractors yet, however. There's no high horsepower machine that's been developed. They can't get a 300 horsepower tractor with this kind of a battery to and this kind of a propulsion because it's too big for the tractor. It can only be a small tractor. I don't know. You tell me. You have interest in electric tractors? I sure don't. But that's me. I think the whole this business about electric power is a joke, frankly. All right, in a moment, we're going to meet Christian Gilsies, who is a reporter. He's got a radio presence, and he's going to join us as a radio reporter. So we get to what's going on with the FFA in New York as his first connection to us, shall we say. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week at this time to bring you up to date on what's going on America's family farms, the backbone of American agriculture. Here's the backbone of a way for you to be healthy and stay healthy. And health is built around what you put into your body. It's built around how you take care of your body. So if you're overweight because you've been eating the wrong things, or maybe just too much of the right thing, time for you to set out on a course to create the body that you want. This is for men and women, people of all ages. Normally people don't get onto these diets until they're over the age of 18, which is kind of a sad thing even to admit that we have people that have weight problems that are self-induced when they're 18. But this is not to be judgmental. We're here to help you out. And that's what Calotrin is all about. Calotrin. Go to their website, toploss.com, if you will, and check out the formula that's been around for 26, almost 27 years now. Doctor and his nurses put this all together. It's now available to you in liquid form, capsule form, or a powder form. It's been years in the making, and universally it is proven to be a godsend for people. The powder doesn't have any taste to it. None of this stuff has anything in it other than aloe vera, and there's a couple of other collagen protein in it, that sort of thing. But anyway, the side benefits are better sleep, decreased joint pain, more energy. Here, Elizabeth Taylor on these programs that I do all the time. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Taylor. I meant Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the counselors. You can talk to her if you get a hold of them. Go to the website, toploss.com. Look around and see what's there, why you should take it, and how it will work. And then talk to Elizabeth about what she can do to help you out or one of the other counselors that's there. That's all Calotrin. Calotrin, take it every night and then watch the good stuff happen. I find out how you get the discounts and free shipping. Use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Christian Gilses, who is a state FFA reporter, Future Farmers of America. So are you, in fact, a credentialed reporter because you are a future farmer? Christian, welcome.
Good morning. Yes, I mean, I would call myself a credentialed reporter. So I handle all PR when it comes to our FFA association. So that means like social media, our monthly newsletter, and outreach to FFA members and radio shows like this.
So tell me about the, were you a member of American of the, sorry, I was going to use my own, we got initials everywhere, AFF, FFA, we turn them around. So were you a member of FFA as a youngster growing up? Are you a farm kid?
I have an untraditional farm-related experience as I've grown up. So I'm from New York City. I'm from Queens. And I've grown up around the longest-running farm in New York State, which is Queens County Farm in Queens County in one of the five boroughs of New York City. So I've grown up around there my whole life. I've always had an interest for agriculture. And then I officially got into FFA my freshman year of high school. So this is my fifth year in FFA. And I'm very excited to be leading my state association as a state officer.
All right. So what does that involve? What's the FFA up to when it comes to future farmers?
We are a youth leadership organization that is surrounded around agriculture. So we have competitions that help our students prepare for their careers. So like competitions like public speaking competitions and general hands-on work competitions, like dairy, and then we have floriculture if somebody's into plant science and horticulture. So it's little competitions like that and career readiness that stand us apart from any other organization in agriculture.
Do you live on a farm now?
I do not live on a farm.
So how much time do you spend on the farm or doing farming pursuits?
So right now I'm a freshman at SUNY Cobleskill, and I am surrounded by people that dedicate their lives to farming and raising the food that feed us in my community. Mm-hmm. And I've grown up around, you know, the Queens County Farm, and I've seen I've seen how farm processes work and how how hard we have to work to raise our food and the innovations that we need and policy when it comes to how to farmers and how policy and our government needs to support farmers.
All right, hold on a sec. We'll continue our conversation. Christian Gilses is here with us, an FFA reporter here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock.
These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now on this week's American Family Farmer program, as you know, this program—well, maybe you don't know, maybe you're a new listener to the program. So I'll help you understand the reason, the rhyme or reason for this program is to help the American family farmer have a better grip on what's going on in the world of farming from lots of different perspectives. Most of the time, the people that we have here are aimed at helping you make your farm better. And maybe in this circumstance, as we continue our conversation with Christian Giltzes, the fellow who runs, he's kind of a radio guy in a manner of speaking. He's got a background in farm info and is the reporter for the farm, the Future Farm, Future Farmers of America Association, going yes. to SUNY, the State University of New York in Cobleskill. I used to own the radio station in Cobleskill a number of years ago. I am very connected to Cobleskill. That's a very, it's a small town, actually, and in a rural part, it's the first real rural area you get to west of Albany. And it's a great place for a school. It's a great campus. And so you must be excited to be there because there yes. are everybody there has the same intention, right? They all want to go into farming.
Yeah, so we have a diverse perspective of agriculture careers. So there's some of my friends that want to be veterinarians. I'm studying mm-hmm. plant science personally. And I'm very excited to dive into, after I finish my associate's degree in plant science, to dive into policy later on for my bachelor's.
So when we talk about policy, that's one of the most abused words in the English language when it comes to things like what farm policy ought to be about or policies toward education, any kind of policy. It's one of those words, it's a term that sort of gets people's hackles up. I know it does mine, especially when it comes to farming, because a lot of people have come into farming, and this is not about you or members of the FFA, but there are a lot of folks who come in to farming who really don't know anything about farming, and they try to set policy. I'm thinking about politicians, oftentimes who are on various committees, that set policy through votes that they conduct. The farm bill is basically a policy bill, and a lot of the input to it comes from prejudiced positions. It doesn't come from real farmers. It doesn't come from a real agricultural perspective. And I wonder how much of that, with more and more people being trained, I think the Global Skill has the largest enrollment that it's ever had, the biggest class this past year, if I'm not mistaken. And so that shows that a lot of people are following, like, a non-traditional entrance into farming, kind of like you, Christian.
Yeah. So, actually, Global Skill is experiencing a severe decline in admissions. And I feel like this is something that when we talk about something like policy and when we talk about, like, farming and how we could support that, I feel like the connection of perspectives, so like New York City folks and New York City in general, we have so much potential to innovate that space. So it's way more than rooftop gardens and urban farms. Like the potential for innovation and support that we have there, the infrastructure to then support our rural farmers and connect those perspectives to then bring New York State agriculture together and uplift it and help it grow. When we hear about policy and how frightening that could be for to have leaders that may not have rural farmers and all farmers together in their minds when they're making these
That's what I was saying a few minutes ago about how clueless many of these people are who are working on policy. Hold on a second. We'll continue another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer coming right up.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. says a visit to America by the president of Taiwan should not serve as an opportunity for military muscle flexing by China. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Taiwanese president's visit to the U.S. is not new.
Every Taiwan president has transited the United States. President Tsai Ing-wen herself has transited the U.S. six times since taking office in 2016, each time without incident.
His comments come after China warned of retaliation. China responded to former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's August visit to Taiwan by carrying out military exercises around the island. Back in the U.S., Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman plans to return to the Senate the week of April 17th. This comes as the Democrat has been receiving treatment for clinical depression at Walter Reed since mid-February. His return is welcome news for Democrats who hold a slim majority in the chamber. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the American Family Farmer this weekend. We're talking to Christian Gilsis, who is from Sony, the State University of New York Ag School in Cobleskill, New York. And this was against the grain. I thought that there were more. I thought somebody told me. I was actually around a student that went to Cobleskill last weekend at an auction in Sharon Springs at McFadden's. And that's just kind of down the road from Cobleskill. Right. And this person had gone to Cobleskill, loved it there, and thought that the enrollment was doing pretty well. So I guess I was misinformed, because you're suggesting there are fewer people there. I'll tell you, when you mention back to this ugly word called policy, the state of New York is probably, if I may say, of my experience around the country, New York is the most negative when it comes to reality of farming and knowing what the realities are, because too many decisions are made by people in New York City, not by people who live in the sparsely populated, mostly central New York counties that had over the years fabulous dairy products, things being cows being raised and milk being produced. And because of the stupidity of the government of New York State, they've made it's so expensive it's almost impossible to be able to farm in New York. And unless you're Amish, and they figure out ways of getting around the realities of taxation and stuff, and maybe that's what it takes. But I will tell you, it's very frustrating to drive across New York and see all of the empty lands, no cows grazing, no corn growing, it's just weeds growing up. It's just, I'm amazed that people aren't more, maybe you can help in a manner of speaking, because people ought to be more active in New York State to get things turned around because of what I just said, all this fallow land. So maybe as you train more people and get them connected to the issues, they can become more vocal and influence policy so that New York doesn't continue to decline as an ag state.
Yeah, so I am very privileged in that I've had lots of connections with our lawmakers. So senators, the chair, both chairs of the Agriculture Committee of New York State and what they're doing. They actually recently just announced that they proposed one of the largest investments for agriculture in the budget today, actually. This is new news.
Okay, so what are they going to do to make it easier to run a farm, to own a farm, and to try to do what has been traditionally done on New York State farms up until the Cuomo era, shall we say? The Cuomo era has been disaster for farmers in New York State.
Yeah, so I've met the governor a couple times, and I've seen her speak and what she wants to do for
agriculture. What's she doing? I'm gonna be a reporter myself now for a minute. It's nice to think that politicians are you're exposed to them and you can be around them, but I have seen more of the same sort of thing coming from her as I did from Cuomo in terms of being anti-ag, not farmer friendly. So they talk a good game, but what's the action plan? I would be curious to know whether you are aware, if there's something good going on. What specifically? It isn't just money. It's what do you do to get people to stay in ag? What do you do to encourage the land to be used? I think that's what it takes. I don't know if she's an upstate person or not. I remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the Senate in New York, she looked foolish when she went outside of New York City, but she schooled herself so that she became acquainted with the issues, and that's how she won the Senate race in New York, because you need more than the city of New York in order to win the statewide offices. So I would go back to the question about the current governor and what the action actually is.
Yeah, so I was at this big conversation with all these farmers from different areas of agriculture, so dairy, eggs, and beef, even honey. And
from New York State, you mean? These are all from New York State.
All from New York State. And the main conversation was actually budget. For example, labor costs are a huge topic right now, and we're seeing how expensive it is to even run a farm. So even before, after we're already farming the land and we get started and farmers are ready to, to start raising our food, they're experiencing all these obstacles. So, and as you know all of this, I would say that one of the main things is budget, and it's happening. So, our perspectives, our opinions are being heard, and I feel like that's really important. So,
are decisions being made, though, in your favor? They may hear you, but is the old business about action speaks louder than words? Are they actually, is there some animation behind the talk?
I would say that our governor is from a farm, and she's expressed this.
She sure doesn't act it, at least in what I've seen her. So it's good to hear a different perspective, because I can't see that she's been very supportive of farmers at all. Where in the state is she from? You said she grew up on a farm, did she?
Yes, she's from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to, whenever I think about Buffalo, I think about two things. A woman that I spent 7 years of my life with who was from Buffalo, and all the snow that falls in Buffalo. Those are the things. I don't think about farming when I think about Buffalo. The areas outside of Buffalo, either to the east or the west or to the south. So again, you head out toward Erie, and there's some fabulous, fabulous farms and open land there. So hopefully we can, with everybody working together, make that stuff. It's a great state for for auctions and farm auctions and auctioneers and stuff. The problem with that is that there's so many farmers retiring and going out of business that it's becoming a great place to sell stuff. But again, this is going to require huge efforts on the part of government because it's gotten so out of hand.
I would love to add in and add that FFA is a huge part of some of the issues that we're seeing in ag and having to solve them. Mm-hmm. So like you mentioned, the age of farmers is too high, and we're seeing retirement too often, and the amount of farmers are decreasing heavily in New York State. So FFA plays a big role in allowing these students to gain this experience and see what they love, and then provide them the actual tools to go right into it. And like, it's organizations like FFA that are helping increase and solve those issues. So I think that's something really cool. And I'm really excited to see in the future how many more of our FFA members are the pioneer and the innovators of FFA, of agriculture and farming in New York State, in the rural counties and everywhere. To help New York State agriculture grow.
I'm just reading a story of a girl who is a high school junior out in North Dakota. She became interested. She wasn't from a farm, but she was working. She found a farm and went to work for them, and now she's raising and showing pigs, which is a young lady who's a junior in high school. You wouldn't expect to be raising pigs. And she has raised three different kinds of pigs and has won awards for the innovation that she's presented in feeding and watering. And you watch her when she goes to the state shows, brush the pigs and bathe them and exercise them. And so she's been trained, and this is what she wants to do for a living. Run a piggery. I find that not many women are interested in that for sure. And she's an AFF member. Continuing in a few moments with Christian Gilsis, it's the American Family Farmer, the AFF, focusing on the FFA. Here we have more with Christian in a few moments.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All right, back to finish our conversation with Christian Gilsis, who's here to inspire people. If you're a parent of someone on the farm, or you're a parent of somebody who's close to the food system, that's why we have these programs, mostly to focus in on how we can help farmers. And the best way we can help farmers is to encourage farming, it seems to me, and people going to the land. And that sounds like Christian's his lot in life, and future farmers of America as well. trying to commit people, individuals and groups, to being interested in the land, because if we don't get the policies changed, as you were talking about, and get people interested, who's going to feed us? We used to be the breadbasket of the world before you were born, Christian, back in the after World War II and through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. We were by far better at raising crops. But because, and I wonder how you address this in school, the nuisance that has become more than a nuisance of things like Roundup, what's killing the soil. How much of that stuff are you studying? Because there's a lot of influence. These people, Bayer and other manufacturers of products like this, spend a lot of money. The seed people, there's four companies that control all the seed. Pretty much they're paying for chairs at schools, professorial chairs, to teach fellows like you coming along why their programs are good, when in fact they aren't good. Are you able to discern that at this point?
Yeah, so I have like experience and like just verbal experience and one-to-one experience with some of these people that lead these organizations, and it's really interesting. Yeah, because you would say that some of these pesticides are very harmful, and I feel like New York State is actually doing very well in terms of leading, in terms of acknowledging that these pesticides are not great and that we need to start moving off of them slowly, but also realizing that it's not realistic to just move off of them and just, you know, just be done because it's bad for our soil.
Is that something you learned at Sony, that taking Roundup off the soil is bad for the soil if you do it fast?
Well, no, it's just not realistic because we can't just move everyone off of all the farmers off of Roundup or off of other pesticides. That's just, you know, it's not going to work.
Why?
I mean, we can't. I mean, I would say that we can't just influence everybody to do one thing. So, like, the overtime education of why these things are bad, and also we can't just tell everybody that something is bad and then tell them not to do it and then not have a solution or another
way. Well, there is a solution, and I can't get into a long conversation with you here, and I don't want to get into a debate because that's not why you're here. We're almost out of time, but I think that's the kind of stuff that it would be important to have a balance, and it sounds like and because of all of the people who are running, this is the problem with education, whether it's this kind of education or any kind of education. These big companies endow chairs to teach things the way they want them taught versus the way reality actually is. So anyway, good.
Well,
it's a good education. We're out of time, Christian. Thank you, though. Christian Gilkes from the FFA in New York State. I appreciate your being here and helping us understand.
Me.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for the conversation. Take good care.
Thank you. You too.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a couple of comments. The conversation we just had with that youngster, the last 4 or 5 minutes of the conversation is typically what it is. This is part of the problem. Good kid, smart, interested in having, he's from New York City, and so he's been indoctrinated, not that I'm not trying to indoctrinate as well, but if that's the kind of stuff that future farmers of America are being indoctrinated with, that is the success of growing things using Roundup and things like that that kill the soil, I'm not necessarily too hopeful. I hope that that's not the mainstay. He said, yeah, we got to get off of it slowly. No, I don't agree with that at all. The faster you get off of it, the better the soil is. They've done untold damage to the future of the soils in our country. The future of your farm hangs in the balance. Okay, so let me get into something else here. Reminding you also that each week on the American Family Farmer, we have a different focus. We have the news, then we have the things that are important to smaller farms and smaller farmers. Actually, the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, is a focus on the farm bill and how previous farm bills have favored large farms over small farms. But now it looks like that could be changing, and I have suggested that you all contact your senators and congressmen and tell them what you want in the farm bill that will help you. And one of them is certainly how the soils are enhanced. And, you know, it's just sad that it has to be so much government money, but that's the reality. Also on this latest podcast, getting your financial house in order, being astute as to how you treat that tax obligation that comes due on April 15th. All right, so let's talk about tractors. We were earlier in the program talking about electric tractors being produced at a plant in Detroit. And that brings me back around to thinking about the big manufacturers who are allowing farmers fewer options for repairs. Rather than hiring independent repair shops, farmers have increasingly had to wait for company-authorized dealers to come to the farm and getting repairs, especially this time of year, could take days, leads to lost time and high costs. Frankly, there was an auction this past weekend, and some of the prices for 10-year-old 100-horsepower tractors were the same as those tractors were when they were first produced and first sold, because people don't want this lack of option in terms of repair. And, you know, the folks at all, like John Deere says, well, we signed this thing with the American Farm Bureau Federation, but if you read between the lines, it really still is very restrictive. John Deere, largest farm equipment maker in America, American Farm Bureau Federation, they tried to deal with the right to repair. However, if you talk to or listen to right to repair supporters, there is a sinister focus on this. And basically what this agreement does is slow down the momentum of efforts to secure right to repair laws, but doesn't really fix the problem. John Deere promises to give farmers and repair shops manuals and diagnostic tools and parts, but there's a catch. The agreement is not legally binding, and as part of the deal, the Farm Bureau promised not to support any federal or state right to repair legislation. What the hell good is that? I'm very disappointed in the Farm Bureau. The right to repair movement has become the leading edge of pushback against growing corporate power, as well it should be. Intellectual property protections, patents on farm equipment, patents on seeds, patents on computers, much more intense in the last decade or so. And so companies have more control over what you can do. It's time to put an end to this. Corporate constraints are screwing you over on your family farm. It's very frustrating for those of us who look at this all the time to understand what it really is still. It is still a problem. And in my next comment, as I think more about this, I've got some thoughts about why these companies and how these companies became so powerful. So that'll be in next week's edition of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we helped you out this week on The American Family Farmer. Catch the whole program every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.